Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Bow to the people! Bow to the people! It's time for Bow to the People. Come on, way. Come on now. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. It's Bow to the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director in South Bay, or I should say sound engineer, South Bay J in the studio. Well, I was going to say I'm a little bit shook up, but not really shook up being a Southern California native. But about a half an hour before we were now going on the air, you know, we had a little shake, rattle, and roll here in, I was going to say Southern California, but L.A., the L.A. area, for those of you that are listening outside of Los Angeles. Initially, it was reported as a magnitude 4.7 earthquake in South Pasadena, and then as they did more triangulation and, you know, looked at the details, it's now been downgraded to 4.4 earthquake, and apparently it was in an area called Highland Park. So, but still, that, you know, was felt, and it was probably like a good 10 seconds of shaking, or more or less rolling, and here I am preparing for the radio show, and then it's like, oh no, is this the precursor to the big one, you know, the foreshock? They always talk about the P waves and the S waves. The P waves are the shock waves, or they're the waves that the movement that precedes the shock waves. And and it kind of rolled for a little while, and I was bracing myself for potentially something, you know, a bit more intense. So, but of course, as the seismologists say, and they had Dr. Lucy Jones, formerly of Caltech, but now retired, she was predicting that that's not the big one. Far from it, and it's not a matter of if, but when, and in fact, we're long overdue, at least on the San Andreas Fault and a couple of other fault lines. Interestingly, we had a little bit of a shaker last week, and that was in on a fault that they didn't even know existed, and they're always discovering new fault lines as we have, you know, movement on these fault lines. Now, the one thing that was interesting is they being the news media, interview people, you know, that it's like the person on the street type interview, and they say, yeah, of course, you know, we could expect more because, you know, we have warm weather, you know, a heat wave, and that's earthquake weather. But as Dr. Lucy Jones and other seismologists tell us, and it's absolutely true, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the weather. Now, sometimes it may be coincidental and seem that way, but for instance, the earthquake that we had a little over half an hour ago was at a depth of 8 miles, and at a depth that deep, you know, temperature above ground has no influence on it, neither temperature, humidity, or any weather or atmospheric conditions. What does have an impact is the movement of the plates, the tectonic plates in the earth, and that's, in fact, what causes earthquakes. And that's not influenced by anything above ground. You know, sometimes we have rather shallow earthquakes, you know, the earth movement, and they may be of a lesser magnitude, but they're felt more intensely because, of course, the proximity, you know, to the earthquake. I mean, to where the epicenter is relative to where you're located. And that's probably the more significant factor is, you know, depending on how close you are to the earthquake. There's a lot to do with the soil conditions, whether you're on firm bedrock versus, you know, like sand. And then also, if you're in a tall building, and somebody on Facebook posted that they were in a 20-story building. You know, I was on the third story of my house, and when you're higher up on a structure, it tends to sway more. That's just because of the nature of the framing. And for most high-rises, newer ones, when the codes, the building codes and building and safety codes have been strengthened, many of them are meant to sway, or they're on rollers and they move. However, all of those codes were during what they call conventional earthquakes, and now they're finding that there's what they call a thrust fault earthquake, which is a whole different movement, and there's a difference of opinion among seismologists, but the majority seem to think that ones that were built, high-rise buildings that were built to withstand, just the conventional movement may have some significant challenges for a high-magnitude earthquake that's on a, you know, thrust fault movement where the earth is going up and down along the fault rather than from side to side or, you know, moving left to right. So, Dr. Jones says we can't predict earthquakes right now. The technology is just simply not there. They can predict that, you know, when something's long overdue based on the history of the earthquake and the characteristics of the fault. But we can get an early warning. And in fact, I got an early warning alert about 2 to 3 seconds. The earthquake we had last week, it was 2 to 3 seconds. Of notice, and then said, you know, caution, drop cover, and hold on. Today, it was like less than a second. I heard the and then all of a sudden the shaking started. So now, if you're closer to where the magnitude of the shaking is, the P waves, you can get up to maybe 30, 60, or even 90 seconds, so they say. Or actually, I take that back. It's when you're at a further distance, because it takes a while for the waves to radiate out from, in a circular movement, from where the epicenter is. So, the purpose of that early warning is to allow you to drop cover and hold on. You want to get away from, you know, glass windows that could shatter. You want to be under a sturdy table. I mean, if the building's going to collapse, or the floor or the ceiling where you're at is going to collapse, that may or may not protect you, especially since a lot of furniture nowadays are made out of particle board, with veneer over it. But it will protect you likely against, various objects, falling objects like, light fixtures and whatever else is, and chandeliers and things from the ceiling, as well as if windows shatter. Some warning is better than none at all. And especially if you're near a window, because if it's real intense shaking and the glass breaks, you could get thrown out of the window. Now, that would be like a very heavy magnitude, the so-called big one, that, again, is not a matter of if, but when it's going to occur. Every time we have these shakers, it's always a wake-up call or a shake-up call to be prepared. And of course, as an Eagle Scout, when I was an Eagle Scout, and the Boy Scout motto was be prepared, well, that definitely applies to earthquakes. And probably on next week's show, I'm going to do a show especially dedicated to earthquakes, you know, things you need to do to be prepared prior to one, things you should or should not do during one, and then things you should or should not do after an earthquake. You know, people are posting on Facebook. I just can't believe some of the stupidity, for lack of a better word. One person said, yeah, I ran out of this brick building so fast that I never ran so fast in my life. Well, no, you need to, unless you have a reason to believe the building's likely to collapse, then maybe you want to get out of that building. But otherwise, and especially if it's a masonry brick building, there's going to be bricks and things falling. Of course, there's aftershocks that we all know happen, large aftershocks after a large magnitude earthquake, and things falling from structures, glass maybe that's shattering, could shatter inward. If you're near a glass window, that's not good. Or it could shatter outward. Or you could just trip and fall and injure yourself in the rush to get out of a building. But that's not something you should be doing, and the experts tell you not to be doing that. You know, another thing people say is, oh, well, the first thing we have to do is to shut off the gas. And I've even seen some reporters on TV say that. And when we have the big one, you might just have to wait weeks or maybe months to get the gas turned back on. If you ever turn the gas off, you never want to turn it back on yourself, because there's a number of procedures that the gas company goes through, safety procedures, when they reinstate the gas or turn it back on. And the only time you should turn off the gas is when you suspect a gas leak. And the same thing with water, but water you can always turn back on yourself. And they were showing a building in Pasadena that there was flooding because a water pipe broke and water is gushing. They haven't turned the water off there or resolved the plumbing issue. But with the gas, if you're hearing a loud hissing noise, or natural gas is actually odorless. However, the gas company odorizes it. They put in a special chemical that kind of smells like rotten eggs or sulfur. And that's so that you know that you have a gas leak. So putting earthquakes aside, if you have a gas leak, you'll know, because likely you'll smell it. Otherwise, if they didn't do that, you could die, and you might not even know. You'll lose consciousness, and you didn't know that you had a gas leak. But you can listen for a hissing, you can smell it, or you can always just go out to the gas meter, and if you see the needle spinning rapidly, and you're not running any appliances like a water heater, or a gas oven, or, anything like that, then you know you have a gas leak. And then you should turn the gas off and call the gas company right away. And then that'll also get you in the queue for, having them come out. And they actually will turn it back on. They may even have to replace the gas meter, and that's all free of charge. If you have a leak in your house, then you're on your own, and you have to get a certified plumber to do that. And a certified plumber can also turn the gas back on for you. Especially if you had a leak, before they turn it back on, they're going to test to see whether or not that was the only leak. Now, if there are other things you don't want to do, you don't want to light a candle. Like if this happens in the evening when it's dark, you don't want to light a candle because that could ignite any gas. Maybe the fumes haven't gotten to you yet to the extent where you could actually smell it, or you would hear the hissing noise, but that ignition, or I should say that flame or spark, could ignite microscopic fumes. They also say don't turn on a light switch because some light switches actually, set off a spark. Or if you plug something into the wall or unplug something, that also has a spark. And before gas permeates all throughout to the extent where you could actually smell it or hear it, there's usually actually a gas, I don't know what the word is to describe. I was going to say aroma, but not something you smell, but it's like a low-level cloud of gas that permeates, and that can be ignited, and then it'll go right to where the source of the leak is, and lo and behold, you have a massive fire. And especially after a major earthquake, all of the first responders, you know, the emergency vehicles, fire department, whatever, they're going to have their hands full. And that's why you don't want to turn the gas off if you don't have a leak, because people that do that after a major earthquake, both the gas company and even licensed plumbers, they're going to be inundated with requests, and therefore, and then in some cases they may not want to turn it back on right away, because there is a chance that what you thought was the earthquake was just a foreshock. But as time progresses, they always have like this curve. The likelihood that was actually a foreshock and not the big one, it diminishes. And of course, sometimes an aftershock can be just as strong as the original earthquake. And the original earthquake may have undermined something, you know, like the gas plumbing or the structure of the building, and then the aftershock that finishes it off, and the building, collapses, or, there's major structural damage, or, the gas pipes rupture. So originally I was planning on today's show, I was going to talk about the Olympics, and I'll get to it a little bit later on in the show. I guess it was like the news. I saw one report of the news, and apparently it's very busy news day. But then right after the earthquake, okay, all of that's off the table. Now it's all about the earthquake. Just like when I want to listen or watch the news, and there's a car chase that happens, and then, especially on TV, then they, get the helicopter in the air, and it's all about the chase. And, 99% of the suspects never get away. They don't evade the police. With the sheriffs in certain cities have their helicopters, the news media has theirs. So I don't even know why they bother and put people at risk. So if we were to have a car chase now, I don't know what would dominate, the coverage of the earthquake or, the people's insatiable needs to, watch a car chase. But the problem with the car chase is, sadly, innocent people get hurt because many of them end in a crash. And right now with the earthquake, it's interesting because one of the news stories that was being talked about prior to the earthquake was that apparently it's the first day of school for many schools. So can you imagine that? The first day of school, you're in class, and youngsters that are not with their family members, and then, of course, the shaking happens. That could be a scary thing, especially for youngsters. And, one of the things you're supposed to have is a plan. First of all, an emergency evacuation plan. And this is not just for schools, but for every household. And as part of that plan, you're supposed to have, like, a meet-up area where you can be reunited if, one person One parent is at work, another parent may be at home, kids are at school, or any one of a combination of those things. For that, you would have emergency phone numbers. They also say that you should have some out-of-state friend or relative, that should be the phone number. So in case the phone system is out in the immediate area or the city where, you know, that's been impacted by an earthquake, especially if, you know, telephone poles are down, you want to have an outside phone number. And one of the things they say is that, you know, during a major earthquake, the telephone poles will perhaps be down along with the telephone wires. The cellular towers could be down. But even if the cellular towers aren't down or the phones aren't down, then the bandwidth is going to be overwhelmed by all of the people calling, checking on loved ones. And the one thing they do say is that, you should text people, because texting, and I think even emails is included in that, it takes up a small amount of bandwidth. So if there's limited bandwidth available, you could perhaps get a text message to a family member or a loved one, and just let them know, of course, that you're okay. But you should also, again, still should be in that out-of-state area or somewhere far away from you. Otherwise, you're all going to be impacted, and you know, you might not know about whether your friends and relatives and others are safe. On that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell at the beach. One of my friends who listens to my show texted me saying, well, but what if you're, watching a movie or something and you have a surround sound system at home and you just might think that that's or if you're in a theater, especially where they have the, you know, Dolby surround, or not Dolby, they have a new name for the most latest and greatest state of the art, but you might just think that that's part of the effects. I never thought about that, although you might see things swaying or shaking, who knows. You know, people, there was one guy that was, I think he's a reporter for the TV station or one of the directors or producers. He was driving into the studio and he was at a stop sign and he said his car was moving left and right. And he said, I was stopped. It wasn't like I was moving thinking it was a bumpy road or, you know, I needed a better shock absorber or had a flat tire. He said, I thought it was odd, and then it hit me, you know, that it was an earthquake. And I actually had that once. I was at a stop sign, and the car was moving around. But sometimes you think maybe it's like a truck going by, or if you're in a parking structure, and sometimes when buses or cars go by, you know, the actual structure will shake. You know, if you have the shake alert, you'll get the early warning at some point, maybe only 1 second. To me, it seemed like it was simultaneous. The earthquake was going, you know, the rolling movement, shaking movement was happening right when I heard the horn siren going off. So I don't know if it automatically happens. You know, if there's not enough advanced time with which it detects the movement, that then when the movement happens, then, of course, that'll automatically set off the alarm. Or I guess because of that movement, you know, the P wave and the S wave, or at least the S wave, is enough to, you know, trigger it. But, you know, people have to be prepared. They have to have an emergency preparedness kit, you know, with enough water and food and supplies, you know, maybe bandages in case someone gets injured by glass. You should also have, and you should have it at work, in your car, and at home, because you never know where you're going to be. And you should have sturdy shoes and leather gloves and perhaps even goggles, because the shoes is, if there's broken glass, you don't want to cut your feet on it. And, you know, it may be all over. If all the windows are shattered in your house or workplace, well, if workplace, I would assume you'd be having shoes. But especially at home, if you have to walk several feet to put shoes on, that could be where the glass is. So you should have it under your bed, and have it in another location in the house. And the gloves also, especially if you need to extricate yourself or, you know, move things that are broken. I can cover, well, actually, I can cover more than an hour show or less than that when you deduct the commercials, but I think my next show I'm going to talk about all of the specifics. But, you know, you just need to be prepared. I know there's people out listening that will say, oh, man, you know, I should be prepared for the real one that we can likely expect. And then the next one happens and same thing. Oh, you know, it's like the procrastinators. And I can raise my hand. I'm a procrastinator, but with the exception of earthquakes, I'm well prepared for that. So if you see any downed power lines, don't attempt to move them. If somebody is under a live wire, don't be a hero, because then soon, if you try and rescue that person, you'll be a victim. Don't think that if you have a pole, that that's going to insulate you. And also, if it was a rainy day or the ground's wet or there's humidity, you can get, you don't even have to be touching the wire or even really close to the wire. You know, water conducts electricity and it can go at long distances. So if somebody is in that condition, leave that for the fire department. You know, if there's downed wires, that's a priority. Right after an earthquake, you'll notice that all the fire trucks and police cars are out on the street. They're still essential. There may still be essential personnel in the fire stations and police station. But they're doing what's referred to as a windshield survey to see if there's any structural damage. On the TV, they were saying somebody was stuck in an elevator in Pasadena, and apparently the power might have gone out or the mechanical aspects of the elevator might have been either disrupted or damaged. So, have the food and water for every member of your family, for your pets. You should also have emergency medications. Now, they used to say have a kit for 72 hours, but as they've learned in areas like Japan where they have a high number of major earthquakes from time to time, they've learned that even being the best prepared, the electricity could be out for longer than 72 hours. You should have a small amount of cash because the ATM machines, the credit card machines, if the electricity's out and there's no backup generators, then you won't be able to purchase supplies, but you shouldn't be in that situation anyways. You should have everything you need to be self-sustained, for a period of time. And they say maybe a week or two. And if you have food that's non-perishable, like freeze-dried food, that can be stored for long periods of time. Same with water, but if water's in the way you buy it in plastic containers, I think after 6 months they say, use that water and rotate and get a fresh one, because the theory is that the plastics or the chemicals that are used to make the plastics can leach into the water. So I always look at the expiration dates on everything before I buy, and especially water. Because if the water's been sitting around in a warehouse for a year or two or whatever, I'm not going to buy that water. But you should be prepared, with everything that you can need. And never forget your pets as well. Pet food. And I think pet food in the cans, anything in cans, seems like they could last out, survive a nuclear war or whatever. So, those are the basics. And then there's other things. You should have a flashlight with spare batteries, a radio with spare batteries, or better yet, have a hand crank one so you don't need batteries. There's lots, but I will talk about that in a future show. But now we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's power to the people.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the part specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension, and steering, engines, and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Dwayne Powell here at the beach. Another thing, you know, I've been mentioning things you should do in advance of not only earthquakes, but just for practically anything in life, but you should take a CPR training class in case someone has a heart attack or, you know, has other incidents where they're passed out and not breathing, as well as the first aid class, which, you know, there's home accidents or work accidents or auto accidents occurring, you know, more often, obviously, than earthquakes. And so if for no other reason, for those, it's for those other situations where, you know, you should, every family member should be able to treat someone because you need to open the airwaves, stop the bleeding, otherwise somebody's going to die. And especially during an earthquake when, as I said earlier, the first responders are going to be overwhelmed. You're going to need to be the first responder until, you know, medical personnel can arrive. So, and again, that's not just for earthquakes, but, you know, there's others, like a house fire, you know, an explosion, any one of a number of things. Or they say most of the accidents occur in the home. Somebody tripping over something or falling down the stairs, or sometimes I'm guilty of it, but I'm changing a light bulb and I'm too lazy to go and get a ladder and I'll step up on a bar stool and I almost fell off once. You know, God forbid you should be on a bar stool when we have an earthquake. If I'd been on a bar stool for this one, I likely would have fallen off. But sometimes, you know, the accidents are the most dumbest things, that home accidents, doing something stupid, but it could be serious. Well, I think I've talked enough about earthquakes. Like I say, I'm going to be doing a special show dedicated to earthquakes. So I'm going to move on to some other news or other topics. One thing I wanted to mention was on Saturday night, I attended this fundraising gala for an organization called Walk with Sally. The name of the gala was White Light, White Night, and it raises funds for children who are impacted by cancer. So whether it's, you know, they have cancer, and they had this one gal who is now grown up, but is grown up, but she had leukemia as a youngster, and her mother had breast cancer, and her father had lung cancer. But it mentors these kids. It provides the necessary help for them because, you know, a youngster, sometimes it could be have a devastating impact, especially if, you know, a loved one dies as a result of the cancer. So it was a great event. They always have a band that plays. And, you know, this year, and I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, you know, they had the exact same band. But it's called, they're called the Spasmatics. and they dress like nerds or spazzes. I don't know if that's a medical term, but they're hilarious. They do mostly 80s cover tunes, and it was a great event. You know, they talk about a number of things, and they, of course, want to get mentors. And then they have food samples from all the local, or many of the local restaurants, and then they have, you know, wine and beer from, well, the restaurants and some bars. And so, and it's all, the proceeds are all for a good cause. They have a live auction and a silent auction, but I just love the Spazmatics. It's just so hilarious, and the music is really good. So if you ever get a chance to see them, or if you want to go on social media, you just have to check them out. I don't get any money from them. I don't have any, you know, skin in the game or whatever the word would be. I just love them so much. And I wish they performed every year at the White Light, White Night Gala. Okay, so I want to talk about the Olympics. One thing I just wanted to mention, you know, I talked about how earthquakes have nothing to do with the heat because they happen deep down in the ground. But we are having a heat wave, and I just want to remind people to stay hydrated. And by hydrated, adult drinks don't count. Alcohol dehydrates you. So if you think I'll have some wine or have a, you know, beer, that's actually going to dehydrate you. So, and of course, be careful because there's a fire danger, and I'm praying for all of the wildfire victims and the wildlife, you know, for the wildfires that are going on now. Also with the heat, think about your pets. Your dog's paws can get burned because the asphalt's much hotter than the temperature. It could be twice as hot. So if the temperature is 100, it's going to be substantially, you know, if the outside temperature is 100, just think of how hot the pavement could be, 150 or, you know, even hotter. If you're in Manhattan Beach, and I'm pretty sure every city has them, but they have cooling centers, but the Manhattan Beach Cooling Center in Manhattan Beach is the Jocelyn Community Center on Valley Drive near 15th Street, right, almost right across the street from the police and fire facility, and actually right next door to the post office, the downtown post office in Manhattan Beach. So, and they have the Oasis Center, so especially that's for seniors, if you're 55 and older, because seniors are more vulnerable to temperature. Okay, so now I want to talk about the Paris Olympics, and I don't know, some people haven't watched the closing ceremonies yet. They, you know, recorded it, and I don't, maybe I should do a spoiler alert. If you haven't, don't listen to what I'm about to say. But I thought the closing ceremonies were really good. I really liked it. Unlike the opening ceremonies, which I really didn't care that much for, but I know on social media a lot of people are praising it, and they're saying that, you know, 4 years from now for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, it's going to be hard to top the closing ceremony. The part I liked, of course, was, and I thought initially it was a commercial, but they had Tom Cruise with the Olympic flag, and then they had the animated stuff that apparently was recorded the day before. Now, you know, this is the L.A. Los Angeles Olympics. It's going to be coming up in 2028, and they're passing the Olympic flag, you know, to, well, it was given to Mayor Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, and then from there it went to, you know, Tom Cruise, and it was rather cool, some of the special effects. But I thought the party on the beach, the concert on the beach, was Venice Beach, because that, you know, would make sense being Los Angeles. Now, I realize that many of the events for the L.A. Olympics are going to be in the outskirts of Los Angeles. So, but it wasn't until later I found out that It was actually in Long Beach. And it made sense because I saw this thing out in the ocean. It didn't look like a ship, but it was, you know, that section where they have the oil derricks. I can't remember the name of that that beach that's in Long Beach, but they actually surreptitiously or not recorded the concert, and no one knew that. No, you know what, I take the back. I was going to say no one knew that it was for the Olympics because they had the Olympic symbols all throughout and the flags. I guess they just told everybody to, you know, be quiet and don't tell people what's going on. And I also found it amazing that you had the Olympic flag in one instance, it's in Paris, France, and then the next instance, it's here in Los Angeles, and it was supposed to be a live show. So, but then afterwards, it all came together. So, anyways, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Well, so speaking about the Olympics, just for what it's worth, the medal count, among the nations, the U.S. topped all of the nations, the other nations. The U.S. had 126 medals. China had 91. France, the host country, had 64. Now, in fourth place, which was interesting, was Australia with 53, and then Japan at 45. Those were the top five, medal winners in the country. Now, the biggest incident, I guess a better word choice that happened, was that, American Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles is being stripped of her bronze medal. They're asking her to return it. And here's what happened. Initially, she came in fourth place, but there was an irregularity in the scoring, and the U.S. coaches or somebody appealed, and the appeal was upheld, and they awarded her the bronze, which, you know, she would have not have received. But now they're stripping her because they said the appeal was, now get this, 3 seconds late. 3 freaking seconds late. That sounds like international politics at its worst, and that's what people hate about the Olympics, and that's just plain rotten. If that were me, I'd say, screw you, sue me or whatever. I'm not giving it back to you. And in fact, the U.S. has filed an appeal, and they're talking about litigation in the international courts. You know, I think the fairest thing to do is just to give the third and fourth place recipients, give them both bronze medals. And they do have ties in the Olympics, like when there's certain things that are based on points, and the points are exactly the same, they have a tie. But to say somebody was 3 seconds late, and, you know, the accuracy or relative inaccuracy of clocks, whether it's quartz movement or the atomic clock, well, the atomic clock may be an exception, but that's just plain rotten. People ask me what my favorite sports were, and of course, first and foremost, is surfing. Or for me, it'd be a toss-up between beach volleyball and surfing. The interesting thing about beach volleyball is the U.S., both the men's and women's teams, didn't make it to the finals. You know, it's amazing. Beach volleyball happened in our beaches here in the U.S. of A., and unfortunately, they didn't make it into the finals. There's some track and field, mostly field events, that I like, like the shot put, the hammer throw, the javelin, and of course, you know, on the track side, sprinting events, because I was a sprinter in high school. There's something about the hammer throw that I don't know how they do it when they're spinning, and what happens if they let go too early or too late. I think maybe they have like a net or a backstop that's around them, but I'd like to give that a try sometime. I don't know where you can do that. And then, of course, you know, I like the shot put, and I like a number of the other sports, but I've been so busy lately, especially during the week, that I've missed out on a lot of the Olympic events. I guess I can go to YouTube if I want to. I went to one station, I think it was Peacock, and they had highlights, but they just show snippets of things, and it's kind of a little bit incongruous just to see this and then jumps to that and then something else and then something thereafter. So, but I also learned that, you know, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says that the 2028 L.A. Olympics are going to be carless. Well, good luck with that one. Nobody walks in L.A., remember that song? Or even, you know, ride-sharing, but that's what she says. I think they said that for the 84 Olympics as well. Now, the interesting thing is lacrosse, cricket, and baseball will be returning to the 2028 Olympics. They weren't in the Olympics this time around. And boxing and breakdancing are going to be gone. They're not going to be in the 2028 Olympics. They were in the 2024. You know, breakdancing being an Olympic sport, I guess a lot of the modern Olympics is geared towards television ratings or streaming ratings. And so they have to kind of have things that are, you know, very popular, things you might not consider an Olympic sport. But I guess going back in the day, there weren't all that many sporting events, you know, in the Olympics. And the Olympics are not amateur sports anymore. That's long been. There was a time when the U.S. was amateurs, but they couldn't compete with the professional athletes like the Russians had. And by the way, they weren't in the top five, or, you know, other communist countries had, where they actually paid their athletes. Of course, now the basketball team is like the best of the NBA players. So, you know, such with the Olympics. But and then the one thing I didn't like about the Olympics, but I understand the rationale, is just the regular live broadcast. It's actually not live here because Paris was, what, 8 or 9 hours ahead of us. But they jump around. They do this, and then they do that, and then they do this, and they do that. And in this age of streaming, they could have separate channels, and they do to a certain extent. Peacock Plus, maybe, is it, that network, where you could watch one sport specifically. You know, it's like, there's sports I don't care for, but, you know, I'm going to have to bear it out. Usually what I do is I take a TV break, and we'll do something else, or maybe even watch something else. I don't know whatever happened to, you know, pitcher-in-pitcher broadcasts, but, and then where you could shift between channels or whatever. But anyways, I didn't really, what little of the Olympics I saw, I didn't like all that much. I don't think NBC did a great job of the Olympics, and one of the hosts, who I won't mention, was just plain awful. And, you know, there was critiques after the fact, or, you know, on social media, some things, so I'll leave it to people, you know, to watch, you know, what's on social media. Well, you know, yesterday was busy because, of course, there was concerts in the park at Pollywog Park in Manhattan Beach, and they had a group called Radio Royalty that was pretty good. Next week they have the Tom Nolan Band. And then tomorrow, or I should say Wednesday, at the Point Shopping Center in El Segundo, from 6 to 8, is Pet Project, which is a variation of Feed the Kitty. And I like Jed and Jack, especially Jed. When I see him with that hat, and it looks like he should be on the Beverly Hillbillies, but they're really good. This past Wednesday, they had a group called Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, and they were really good. Also, it was preseason NFL football yesterday. I saw some highlights of the Rams preseason game. I'm really looking forward to seeing Tom Brady on Fox Sports. I know he got a jump start with the UFL, you know, what was it, a month or two ago. Looking forward to seeing how he'll do with that. Of course, my favorite show on Sunday, 60 Minutes, but, you know, he wasn't around. So, anyways, on that note, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell. It's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.